So holding now we put the eitzos, we're in achila. We talk about food. Yeah. So we're holding here by letter Yud. Kol ha-taivas, all the taivas, he-machinas klipas u-masaras, all klipas, all extras, things that you don't really need. Kibbalah ha-taivas, even without all these desires, yachla guf l'skayim, the body could survive, eat bread and water, simple things, you could still survive that, all these extra things. Shemeskarim ha-taivas ala adam, and when the person's taivas, they overpower the person, he escapes a klipa al kedusha. This is the evil side overpowering the side of the kedusha.
Don't the klipa in court protect the fruit?
Someone asked me that.
They show the tree.
We're learning this the other day. Someone asked me that. How do you bring that in with Shabbos and the meals that we eat on Shabbos?
Shabbos is a different story. Shabbos side is kedusha.
Most people they say they cover Shabbos, but they're really covered.
Fun on our level, but that's it.
Huh?
On our level, even that automatically, eating on Shabbos is different automatically, not because we're doing so much to shape Shabbos.
So they're gonna see them or something we're doing.
Yeah, automatically.
So how do you draw the line between you're supposed to cover Shabbos Kaddish and not being padded?
No, it's true. I'm not doing the shame Shemaim. It's still today. It's still Shabbos. It's still Shabbos, and I still have Taivas. I'm not gonna call it Malach for this Shabbos. I'm not gonna do 100% with shame Shemaim. It's a different eating. I mean, the fact that it's Shabbos
what he was trying to ask basically was that you buy like really good things on Shabbos, like that most normal people have tithes for. That so person buys usually with tithes.
But it's fine, but they're
buying fish you don't like.
Well, but they said you're supposed to have eating Shabbos. The other there's one day a week that's so high.
So eating Shabbos is not normal tithes, you know. It's about how you eat it.
It's both. It's if you eat it in the right way and you don't eat too much, you don't overeat, then yeah, it's considered it's a whole different level.
It's
yeah.
Even if you enjoy it 100% and you love it.
It's as it seems like, but it's not so simple. There's always a limit to everything like this.
Always, not overeating.
Right, yeah. Like not overeating. For sure overeating.
But even if you're eating it properly, not overeating it, but you're enjoying it from Sada Taiva.
Same with that. Eining Shabbat. The Eining is to have
so
physical Taiva.
Eining and Taiva is the same thing?
Eining is to have physical pleasure from it. Now, Taiva. We're saying a taiva is because it's called a taiva when I don't need it, and it's not a mitzvah.
Shabbos, you need it.
Nachos, a mitzvah. What's the difference between taiva? If you need something, it's not because I'm not doing it because I'm not eating just because I have a taiva for it. I'm eating because I need it, right? There's need, and then after need, wherever you draw the line after needing.
Shabbos meal is not necessary. That meaning what is laid out on a Shabbos feast.
But it's
einin. There's more courses than a person needs on a normal day.
It's a mitzvah, but it doesn't mean you should eat all that, have it. It's coming for Shabbos to serve so many. The fact that you serve a lot makes it look nice. It honors Shabbos. But usually, during the week, we'll say Masaras. Taivas are what I don't need anymore. After that, this is what I need. Every person needs a certain amount. Every person is different. Every person needs to serve Hashem and continue to be healthy. Then after that, this is what I don't need anymore. Just stop extra potato chips. Let's say some people, they need potato chips. They need their pizza and soda. Let's say that's the person's need. Let's say to the family, that's a need. That's where he grew up.
So
to him, it's not if he eats it the proper way, it's not good for him. If that's where he really
people
needs
who
it.
Have time, they're gonna
tell you, I need.
I got it.
I got it.
No,
it seems like that the need is goes
further down the
threshold.
Discussion.
Yeah, but it's not called a real need. I got into discussion on somebody like important discussion. I was asking in Dushinsky's, the store down there, the store that sells like all the everything you need for Shabbos and everything. And, you know, in the biggest mikvah that there is, Hasidic mikvah. I told him, I said, why do you have to sell this snuff? I made a little protest today to the manager. I said, it's very dangerous, this stuff, and everybody's Jewish, and you know, your kids are doing it. You're putting in danger your brothers by selling that stuff. He said, no.
The tobacco that you put inside your lips.
They inhale it. And what did the guy, he said, let me talk to you outside. He said, you're going to add Malim, everybody, a lot of them use this stuff. Why? You can't take it away from them because it's owning Shabbos for them. It's owning Shabbos for them, and you can't take it away from them. So therefore, I have to sell it in the store. I'm hired to sell it in the store. So it's an interesting answer, but for them, it's owning Shabbos.
It almost calls into this.
Even though it's a tithe, though. Even though. He was telling me, it's dangerous. Yes, this is everything.
Is it the reason for Shabbos?
Is it Oynik Shabbos because normally they smoke and they need the... So for Rashi, a taivis, for the main taivis is taivis achila, eating and drinking. Shekola taivis nimshach and achrayam. All the other desires become drawn after them. Hushahim is gabra when they overcome and they strengthen and they overpower a person. Amshichan es hadibur l'galus. They bring his speech and put it into galus. Into exile. Now the person can't speak properly. They can't daven properly. They can't learn Torah properly. Then it's the aspect of like, it's a like a sore throat that is like he can't speak properly.
He's got the stuff in his mouth.
The he can't say any words. You come to spite us, I have no words. But tikkun is that what's the tikkun? Tainus, the fast. As different levels of fast. You can have a tainus for an hour. You can say, I'm not going to eat for an hour. We eat every 2 minutes. You say, okay, I'm not going to eat for an hour. It's also considered a tightness. Not going to eat for 2-3 hours. It's fine. You could do it. That's also the tikkun for this, to fix up the improper eating is by fasting. For us, and then once a person fasts, they break their taivas achila, yuchal edavar. Then a person is able to speak. And now, when a person has speech, besides being able to daven, also now you can bring people who are far from Hashem because you have a power of speech now. You can speak to them, and they'll grasp what you're saying. They'll accept what you're saying. She says that ikar shleim emuna, which is the main way to complete a person can complete emuna. By bringing other people close to getting them to come close to Hashem. And when a person is ready in this, he's fixing his dibur, and then he gets into this mode, and he's ready on this level. And then his eating, when he eats properly, is very precious. So if a person is eating improperly, his eating is damaging. If a person is controlling his eating, he's eating properly, and he's making his fast, and he's fasting, doesn't have to be to fast all day, meaning he's holding back his taivas. He, like a fast food for woman, I want to eat this thing right now. I'm not eating it, so I'm fasting right now. For this 2 minutes, I'm fasting. So a person does this, he fixes the dibur, so then he can daven properly, he can help other people do tshuva, which can help him come to complete emuna. And then when he eats properly, his eating is very precious. He makes a very big union between a kutcha bricha and the shechina through his eating, kana. Like we said earlier. Yud'alf. Through the desire for ifut, nifka b'kavod the kedusha. The honor, the kavod the kedusha, the kavod of Hashem becomes damaged. Va'azayin then, miskaber ma'azipadim shibadar, the people who have chutzpah in the generation, they become stronger. Why? Ki neifal ha'kavod el ha'goyim. Now the honor falls to the goyim, v'arishayim, and the rishayim ma'azipadim shibadar. Right? If the kavod, right? It's a little oymol oym yamatz. Right? The kavod is to be by somewhere. Someone is being honored. So if it's not us, it's going to be the goyim, and the people go against us. Sheheim noitla kavod mashal. They take the honor, and they rule. V'azayu b'chinis astaras panim. And then Hashem is faces hidden. B'chinis eskaber sadin b'chas shom. Chas shom, which when Hashem is hidden, automatically the strong judgment comes out. Avu kavishem shaber matayvus achila. When we break the tayvus achila, ayidei zehu nesias panim. Then Hashem carries his face. B'chinis bittul atinim. And negates all the harsh judgments. V'azayin then hakavod the kedusha v'shleimus, the honor of Hashem is complete. V'ein shum sroar v'esmanas la'azay panim. And there is no leadership at all to the people who are chutzpah, that people go against it. Like we mentioned earlier, the gayim and all this. So if you want to wait to break the gayim and subjugate our enemies, one of the ways is to work on taivas achilu, which we mentioned earlier. One of the main ways is to eat slowly. Not as the main Tayyis Achila is to eat quickly. Not even the amount of eat also is another thing, but first of all, to eat slowly. Also, if you eat slower, say usually if you eat slower, you get full. If you eat slower, like you feel at a certain point, you feel full. You don't have to keep on eating. If you keep on eating, you feel you have to eat more and more and more. So the first thing is, if we eat, that will help us present the da'va better, help other people do tshuva, bring other people to tshuva, to come to the emunah, and bring the kavod to Hashem.
Interesting, the whole time is
entire drive is so nuts that when you actually get to eat it, he wants you to eat it fast. So you just don't taste it.
Yeah.
You're just shoving it all down your mouth. Right? It's like backwards. You see, it's not much time. Because an animal doesn't think. You just shove it. You just wanted it so badly that you're going to finish it in 5 seconds. Yeah.
Oh.
A good idea is to split it before you open your mouth to put it in.
That's awesome.
Ask Hashem for help.
That's a good idea. Ask Hashem for help before you eat. That's for sure a good idea. Ask Hashem for a minute before you eat. 1 minute, 60 seconds maybe. Help us.
What about one of the tzaddikim? What's the rest of them? I forgot his name. One of the Bachram was at his house on Shabbos. And they wanted to spy on him to see what he does in the afternoon. So they walked into the his living room or study, and he was sitting there talking to the apple.
It's so beautiful.
You told me the story.
It's so beautiful, and you have your own clean butt, you have your own shell, and you show your people at parts.
Before he ate it, he was like talking to the orange, telling him he's going to tell him he's going to take him out.
Fine, let's stop this later, ready? Let's get to the one. Now let's stop it tomorrow, ready? Yeah. So we're holding on the Gemara now. Vav, I'm a base. So holy vow on my base. A bunch of lines down.
How many lines from the bottom?
Like 10 lines up from where it gets narrow. A chick that was born on Yom Tov, like we were talking about until now. Aser, it's Aser. Why is it Aser? Why is it Freyach Shnei L'Yom Tov Aser? Like Rav told us until now, it's Muktzah. Since when Yom Tov came in, it was Muktzah, it had no purpose. So now, right, it was an egg when Yom Tov came in. So now it's going to be Aser. It's Muktzah. Comes Rabbi Yezmin Yaakov, Omer, Af Bechal Aser. Forget about all your Hilchas Mukta. It's always Aser. You know why it's Aser? Lefi Shalai Niftachu Eina. Because it didn't open its eyes. The first day it's born, it's just born. It didn't open its eyes yet. He holds it, still didn't open its eyes. It's considered a Sheretz. And therefore it's forbidden to eat it. He's saying, you Rav and Shmuel, you're arguing in on Yom Tov, it's a Mutter, it's an Aser. It's irrelevant to me, because anyway it's Aser. Because the first day it's born, anyway it didn't open its eyes yet, so you can't eat it. So, Kaman Azla, like who is going Hadda Tanya? This is what we learned in the following brisa. L'chal HaSheretz, HaSheretz Al-Aretz. Right, the pasuk says, for every creepy crawler that crawls in the ground. Right, the pasuk says, we shouldn't eat it, Kishakat, it's disgusting. So what are we trying to include in this puzzle? Said every creepy crawler. What are we trying to include in here? The rabbi is to include Efreichem Shalei Niftachu Einayim. To include these chicks that were hatched, but they didn't open their eyes. The theory, Krablezman Yaakov, it's like Krablezman Yaakov. So he's saying that that's considered a sheretz. He's learning that this puzzle is going to include a sheretz. So who is this price? This price is like Krablezman Yaakov. Now, really, the Gemara over there also says that it's not really learning to Issa Deraisa. I mean, even according to Elazar and Yaakov, if you eat a chick on the day that it was hatched, it's not really a sheriff. It's really Issa Derabbanan. That could be so disgusting. We're using this pasuk as a smachta, we're lying, but really, he's not really saying that it's Issa Deraisa. He's saying, anyway, you can't eat it. Anyway, with the Rabbanan, you can't eat it. Even before I come to the whole case of Yom Tov, that's Muktzah.
Why is it compared to the sheriff?
It seems like it's not really alive yet. It's like it was almost like a dead thing. It's like a little crawly thing. It seems like the puzzle is like something disgusting. So this little thing. And the puzzle says, don't eat any of these shrotzim because she said it's disgusting. It's barely alive. I think it's like closed eyes. It barely is like alive.
See the chick when it first comes out, they're ugly little things. They're shrimp. Yeah. See the chick when it first comes out, they're really ugly little things.
But the mother's not eating them. You're eating them. You're eating them. You're going to eat them. Yeah, what's your question?
I thought it's smachta, like it's just some darkening, or it's smachta?
It's a smachta.
It's smachta stronger than a
darkening. Smachta is not strong. Smachta means that really the Rabbanim, he's relying on the Rabbanim, you find some type of hint in the Torah. That's a smachta.
Yeah. It's like a Rabbanim, like a Zerub, that's like sourced from the Torah.
You see it hinted to, it's not really sourced. It's not mamash the rest. It's lower than the rest.
But I thought it's higher than just the stump Zerub.
It is higher than a regular Rabbanim. Yeah, it's higher than a regular Rabbanim, because you find like a source, something alluded to in the Torah from it, but it's not a derisa. Good? So the Rebbe of Yaakov is not really a derisa. Good. Let's see, Rashi, Lefi Shalei Niftachu Einav, the first narrow line, all the way up. Lefi Shalei Niftachu Einav. This Rabbi, since the chick didn't open his eyes, is included in La'isura, we're going to include it to make it Asr. Nikala Sharitz, Hasharitz al Aris Kal Kaman. For this pasuk, Akala Sharitz, Sharitz al Aris. So Rashi was really going in the beginning of the Gemara. The beginning of the Gemara started over the Ezra Yaakov said, it's Asr even on the weekday. So Rashi said, soon the Gemara is going to bring this. I know it sounds interesting, but soon the Gemara is going to bring the pasuk for it. Next Gemara. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Beitza, Im Yitzi Asa Nigmara. An egg, with its coming out, it's completed. That's his shir. Then he leaves. That's his shir today. We're all learning. He gets things on the table, make a huddle. Everybody, today's chiddush is beitza imitziyasa nigvara. A beitza, when it comes out, it's completed. Now, tell me the thing. What's the Rebbe trying to tell me? My, what does it mean imitziyasa nigvara? What halacha is he trying to tell me? That only with its coming out, it's completed. Which halacha is he trying to teach me? So the Gemara gives three tries. What's the Gemara's first try? Elim, if you're going to say, Im Yitzi Asa Nigmara, that with this coming out, it's completed. And therefore, Umutaris La'ech L'Machala. Therefore, now it's a complete egg, it's its own entity. And therefore, we're allowed to eat it with milk now. You can have your eggs and cheese, you can have your cheese omelet now. Ha! But what's he trying to tell me? Only in this stage were you allowed to eat it. Only once it was born, you consider this thing that you could eat this egg as its own entity, you could eat it with milk. Ha, but what's the diak we make? Ha b'me'e'ima. But what if it's still in the mother's stomach, right? You slaughter the mother and you find it inside. Asur l'achal b'chalaf. It's forbidden, you're not allowed to eat it with milk. Because it's still part of the mother. And this egg is considered meat. Since the egg is considered meat, you're not allowed to eat it with milk. Right? That's our first try. What's Rav trying to tell me? Huna says in the name of Rav, by the way, he told us that halacha is when it comes out, it's completed. So what's he telling me? Only once it comes out, it's completed, it's its own entity, therefore you can eat it with milk. What's he trying to teach me? But beforehand, let's say it was never born, you shechted the chicken, you found it inside, then it's part of the chicken, it's meat, you can't eat it with milk. But where I asked, that can't be that that's what he meant, because that's not true. For Tanya, but we learned in a Braisa. Hashem is Tanya Gailas. Let's say you slaughter the chicken. Umatza Babetim Gemurais. And you find in there complete eggs. You find the complete eggs. Utaris La Echla Machal. You're allowed to eat it with milk.
Is this the second proof or is this a refutation of that?
Refutation. So it's a refutation. We're saying Rav Huna Marav can't be teaching me that the egg only once it's born is mutter, but before that is usher. Because I have a bright that's teaching me even before that it's still mutter to eat it. It's still considered its own entity. You can still eat it with milk. So this can't possibly be what Rav Huna Marav was trying to teach me.
Even if it's found inside the mother. Even if the egg is found inside the mother.
It's still mutter.
still much of eat with challah. Right?
Yeah, even then.
Okay. That's a reputation. Fine.
It's still much. That cannot be what Rav Huna Murat was trying to teach me, because it's not true. So now, what's our Gemara saying? What's our Gemara saying? Gemara is saying that even if you find the completed eggs, you're allowed to eat that with milk. Now, which stage are we considering a completed egg? You can eat it with milk. Which stage is that? Let's see Rashi. Im yitzi asa nigmara. So that was the opening stage. Huna Rav said, an egg with is coming at its finish. So what does that mean? Rashi explains to us, right? The fourth nail on Rashi. Kishe yatza nigmara briyasa. When it comes out, it's a complete creation. Aval mikamehachi. But before this, lekashir beit zigamur, it's not considered to be a complete egg. Look, I'm having a fire. Further on, we'll explain and go along. So which halacha are you trying to teach me? You're trying to teach me only once it's born has a certain halacha, but before that it has a different halacha. So as they see, which case is this? The first we try to say, maybe it's referring to eating it with milk. So that's not true. Because even beforehand, you were allowed to eat it with milk. Let's see, actually, l'achla b'chalav. So if it's one, maybe only once it's born, that's when you can eat it with milk. Why? The hashta, because now have a beitza. Now it's a beitza, it's an egg. But loibos is not attached to the mother. It's not considered meat. But what would that mean according to this? But if you find it in the mother of the stomach, the stomach of the mother, ain't a beitza. It's not considered its own entity of the egg, right? It's considered still part of the mother. Therefore, you're not allowed to eat it with milk.
But doesn't that seem to just go against the Gemara we just learned? But the Gemara just stated right now.
That's the first. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying.
More say that I thought.
It's like an eagle.
It's part of the mother. It's like a limb. It says you can eat with it.
Right, that's
why. It's a complete.
That's the wise question.
What's for us? The challah. You can eat it with. Is the more saying that you find it within the mother, or if it comes out? I thought it was talking about the Gemara just said if you found it within the mother.
What? Sorry,
I thought the Gemara just stated if you found it within the mother, you can't eat it with challah.
Right, but the Gemara originally thought it's mutter. Now the Gemara is changing. We're going back to the beginning of the Gemara now.
Okay.
In the beginning of the Gemara, right, we're going back to the beginning of the Gemara. In the beginning of the Gemara, we thought that it should be usher.
Right.
The Gemara is saying, no, we have a brace that says it's mutter.
Fine.
You're right, so we're in the first step of the Gemara now.
But Rashi doesn't seem to agree with that. Rashi seems to say to take the exact opposite stance of the Gemara, no? It could be, he's there to explain the Gemara. Alright, never mind, I'm going to confuse everyone. I'll pause.
Good. Let's see the next Rashi. Beitzim Gemuras. Yeah? So, our Gemara said it's not true. Our Gemara said that Beis Gemuras is that even if it's a completed egg, it's still mutter. Beis Gemuras, what does Rashi say? Fa'afil, what's considered a complete egg, right? There's a stage that's at Beis Gemuras, right? Fa'afilu beloy klipa levana. Even if it does not have the outer white, meaning the even though it doesn't have the white part of the egg, even if it doesn't even have the membrane, even if it doesn't have the white, elosh achalman levadai, rather it only has the chalmain, which is the yolk alone, Gomer is already considered completed. And it's still mutter to eat this egg with milk. Even though Shemeura Adayin Bikinin is attached still to the tissue of the mother, still Shari, right? Even though it's attached to the sinews and the tissue of its mother. Meura is a term used over here. It means more like it's like attached. It's a word used over here when something's attached to the Ma'ura, it's attached to the givin, like to the veins or to the tissue of the mother. Shari, it's still mutter, right? It's still not, because even though it seems to be considered part of the mother, it seems connected to the mother, it's still mutter. Once it formed its own, the egg is its own entity, once at least the yellow was completely formed. The Kamala, like we're going to say further on, Now, where did Rashi get it from that this stage is called a complete egg? Right? Our Gemara says, if it's a complete egg, you could eat it with milk, even if you find it inside. How does Rashi know that this is a complete egg? Where did Rashi get this from? Rashi saying, what's the stage of a complete egg? Once the yellow is all there. So Rashi, how do I know? Because it'll come up from like further on. Because with the Palug Rabbi Yaakov, I'm going to get the Gemara later that Rabbi Yaakov argues on it. On the Afzayin and Alf, we're going to see Rabbi Yaakov is going to argue on this. For Amar, and he says, Im hayu me'uris begidin, if it was in the Gidin Asuras, then it's going to be Aser. Which Rashi is saying, if Rabbi Yaakov said if that it's me'uris begidin is Aser, must be he's arguing on everyone else who says at that stage it's really Mutter. So Rashi is saying, even in this stage we'll hold its Mutter. As long as it has the yellow. Good. Rashi, even if it's still connected to the mother, the tissue, once all the yellow is there, then it's going to be mutter to eat it. You can eat it with milk, according to Al-Kumar. Fine. So again, our first shot was wrong. Comes Rav Huna Rav says, halach. Comes Rav Huna Rav says, breaking news. An egg, when it comes out, is completed. Which means until now, it's not completed. Now, what's the, for which halacha is he telling you to be? First, we thought the halacha is trying to tell me that once, only once it comes out, you can eat it with milk. It's not true. Even before that, you can eat it with milk. So what's he trying to come to teach me? So what's Rav Huna Rav trying to teach me? Cousin Wari gives a second try. Ella, imiti asa nigra. Rather, what does it mean, imiti asa nigra? That with its coming out on Erev Yom Tov, Ella, imiti asa, when it came out on Erev Yom Tov, nigra, it was completed. Well, therefore, mutaris la'achla. Therefore, it's mutar, you're allowed to eat. Therefore, mutaris la'achla. Therefore, you're allowed to eat it. B'yamta. You're allowed to eat it. B'yamta. It was born yesterday. Right? But again, what would that sound like? That only once it was born in the era of Yamta, it's mutar to eat. Ha! B'me'i imam. But what's our idea? What do we extract from there? But let's say you found it in the stomach of the mother on Yamta. Asur la'achla b'yamta, you can't eat it. So what's our deal? What do we say? We say it like this. Right? What do we say? We say it like this. If it came out, if the egg was laid on Erev Yom Tov, right? Imitzi asa, when it was completed on Erev Yom Tov, Nigmar, right? With this coming out Erev Yom Tov, Nigmar was already completed, therefore you could eat it. What's the deal from here? But let's say you find it in the thing on Yom Tov, in the chicken on Yom Tov, you shout the chicken, you find the inside. It sounds like it's asur la'achla b'yam tov. That's what it sounds like. Huna Rav is coming to teach me.
But if you find it inside Erev Yom Tov?
On Yom Tov.
On Yom Tov.
Why is I have a question?
That's forbidden.
It's a good question. Why is it saying Erev Yom Tov in the beginning of the diuk, and now it's talking about on Yom Tov and end of the diuk?
What in the beginning of the diuk?
The beginning of the
beginning of, the, of his statement.
Yeah, the beginning of the statement is talking about really. Rashi tells us talking about Erev Yom Tov going into Yom Tov. Here we're talking about Asur on Yom Tov inside the chicken.
What do you want the deep to be?
It should be even. It should be the same.
So same, what do you want to say?
We're just talking about eating, not when it was found, right?
And we're talking about when it's found. We're talking about. You see, you understand what I'm saying? How can you compare the two?
I see the diuk. You guys could have made a different diuk. You could definitely compare them. So I'm telling you, make sure this thing comes out on Erev Yom Tov, or else you cannot eat it, no matter what.
Sure it comes out on Erev Yom Tov.
Or else you can't eat it. Which
right.
means even
which
if
it means it must be that conversely, it's usher on Erev Yom Tov if it's inside. You have to make the exact converse.
So that's
if
what it means.
You have one way. You have to
it's the same thing. That's what it means.
One way. It's about the same way.
This is what you talk. Tell me, you must eat your egg. The egg must be laid on Erev Yom Tov to eat it.
Right.
Which means if you get it from inside tomorrow, that's not good. Cause it must be laid on Erev Yom Tov. All other situations are usher. So that's what it means. If it was laid on Erev Yom Tov, it's mutter. But I can give you what's the different situation in this usher. But if you find
it
inside,
it wasn't laid on Erev Yom Tov.
Exactly. That's the contrast.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. Yeah.
Which means good. Fine. Let's speak it out like that. If what's the thing? If it was laid on Erev Yom Tov, it's mutter. What does that mean? If it wasn't laid on Erev Yom Tov, right? It's usher, which means even if you found it tomorrow, if it wasn't laid on Erev Yom Tov, and you found it inside on Yom Tov, it's usher.
No.
Good?
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's good?
Yeah.
So that means it's usher. But what's the problem with that? And why can't that be that's what Rav Rapp was trying to tell me? Because we have a brisa that says not like that. Well, Tanya, we have a brisa. The brisa we talked about in that phase. Hashar this time to koilus. Someone who shechts the chicken on Yom Tov, right? This is talking about on Yom Tov. Umatza bought beitzim and gemuras. And you find that they're completed eggs. Mutaris lachlam Yom Tov. Over there it says, it's allowed to eat on Yom Tov. And how can Rav Huna Marav be going against the brisa? Doesn't make sense, so much sense to us. Rav Huna Marav is trying to tell us something against the brisa. Again, what happened here? What did we say? What in the world is Rav Huna Marav trying to teach me? Right? That the egg is completed when it's born. Maybe it's for Hilchos Yom Tov. That when it's completed, it's born. Therefore, when it's born, it's completed. So make sure it's born on Erev Yom Tov. Right? Make sure it's born on Erev Yom Tov. But if it's found inside on Yom Tov, it's Aser. What's the problem? The Brisa contradicts that. What does the Brisa say? The Brisa tells me that even when it's born on Yom Tov, it's Mutter.
Not born, but you
shechted. If shechted, sorry, shechted on Yom Tov, you found it inside on Yom Tov, then, by Matzah Beitzim Gemuras, it's Mutter to eat them on Yom Tov. So, it doesn't make so much sense to say that's what Rav Rav is trying to teach me. If it's a contradiction to a brisa. Let's see Rashi. B'yom tov. Then it goes, V'hachi kamer, Rashi said. Yatsa of v'adai me'ba'ayyoyim. If it certainly came out when it was still day, meaning on Erev Yom Tov, that's when the egg was born, it was fully developed, came out. Mutter. There is mutter. Ki v'adaihu denig rebecha. Because certainly, it was gomer. Once it was born like that, it's for sure completed on the weekday. Avo lo yatsa, but if it did not come out, right? Oh, so Rashi says exactly. Avo lo yatsa, if it didn't come out, on Erev Yom Tov, lo nigmar b'chol, it was not completed on weekday. Va'asura, and it's aser b'shem hachana de rabba. It's aser because of the hachana of rabba. Why is Rashi jumping onto Rabba? What does it mean it's aser because of the hachana of rabba? What does that mean?
One on Yom Tov, then it's not prepared. Didn't come out, meaning it was shechted on Yom Tov. That's the case we're talking about Shochet.
Right.
On Yom Tov. But it didn't come out. And therefore, it wasn't fully prepared. It wasn't the hafana like it was if it were born, if it were laid on Erev Yom Tov, maybe on Yom. But now it didn't come out, and you're shechting it on Yom Tov. It's so it wasn't fully prepared. It's still in the process of preparation. And now you're taking it, so it's. It's in a prepared state, and now you're eating it on Yom Tov also. It's preparing for Yom Tov, in a sense.
So which part are you preparing? Which part is you preparing?
The fact that when you're shechting this chicken, and the egg is still in it because it didn't come out. It didn't come out yet. Lo yatzat.
Right.
It didn't come out. It's still being prepared. This egg is still being prepared.
But when is it being prepared? From Yom Tov? But you can
on Yom Tov. You shecht it on Yom Tov. It's still in a state of preparation.
You're taking it out.
What's that Mishnah? Mishnah says that it came out. That Bryce is saying that it came. Original Bryce says that it came out.
What are you saying?
That it came out.
Well, yes, it was late. But now we're talking about if it didn't come out, meaning, what does that mean? It didn't come out. That it didn't come out by natural means. You sort of did cesarean. You shefted the chicken and you took out the egg.
But that's not a problem with Hachana, because you're allowed to prepare from today for today. I mean, what's the problem? You're allowed to prepare a little bit on Yom Tov for Yom Tov. A lot of times you prepare for Yom Tov on Yom Tov.
Well, Rabbah says, of course, Hachana Rabbah, it has to be from Chol to Yom Tov.
No, meaning not Shabbos Yom Tov or Yom Tov to Yom Tov, but right. On the same day itself, you're allowed to prepare. That's why you're allowed to chop the salad on Yom Tov. You can cook a steak on Yom Tov, but it's preparation. You're allowed to pull.
But that should still, even in Rabbah, that shouldn't be a problem. Right. Even in Rabbah, it shouldn't be that. What your problem shouldn't really be a problem.
It says, Aval lo yatzata, if it didn't come out, and I'm saying it didn't come out naturally,
right.
Lo nigmar b'chol, it wasn't completed on chol, because it's still right. The chicken on Yom Tov.
Okay, good.
And v'aser, and it's aser b'shum hachon of the Rabbah.
Good, but what does that mean?
He says it has to be prepared from chol to Yom Tov, his definition.
Here. It's not really a problem of that. It's not a problem in this case specifically of Hachana the Rabbah. Because there is a problem of Hachana the Rabbah. This case is not a problem of Hachana the Rabbah because this case you're preparing from today for today. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to everything you do on Yom Tov. You're allowed to prepare today for today. But like we said earlier, Rabba's case, it's the whole gzeirah of Rabba. You're allowed to prepare for today for today. The problem is we're afraid that next time you're going to prepare from today for tomorrow. Beish and Alda B'Shav, a base egg that was born on. Every case is a rabbi. It's all a gzeirah. I mean, this case itself, you didn't do anything wrong.
Because lo yitzasa is not talking about lo yitzasa that didn't come out of the chicken. It's lo yitzasa b'chol. About lo yitzasa b'chol, lo the gemar b'chol. But thy could the gemar b'chol. It certainly was finished b'chol. What are we talking about? We're talking about chol. About lo yitzasa b'chol.
That's when it came out on chol.
If it didn't come out on chol, lo the gemar. It's not finished b'chol. It is sure, Mashum Hachana, and it's not finished, but it's
true.
If it didn't come out on whole, it's not finished on whole.
So, no.
And so it came out on
if,
Yom Tov.
If the egg was, if the egg would came out on Yom Tov, it was prepared Erev Yom Tov, and that's what we had before in Rashi.
Right.
When it's born Rashi today, it was prepared yesterday, et mo.
Yeah, but we also learned that it's also born, that the preparation, the boy was morning. It's actually a form of preparation also.
He was born also. But he was never born.
This isn't the case where you're shocked and you find the egg in the chicken. This is not the case.
No, that's the case.
That is? No, because Rashi's saying if it didn't come out, then it wouldn't be ready.
But what is the case? If you didn't shecht it, which means you found
it. Which means it came out.
It didn't come out, which means you found that it's
inside.
It didn't come out.
Rabba also learned to forbid it. Rabba allows you to eat it. So it must be that Rashi's talking about
the Rabba. What do you mean, Chan of the Rabba? Why is that Chan of the Rabba?
Rabba allows the case. Rabba allows you to eat
it. It didn't come out on Yom Tov.
So what does it mean?
So it means that we're not talking about the case of you shucking the chicken.
We are, that's our case.
No, he's making a deal from another side.
I know, but that's our deal. Our deal is, what's our deal? Our deal is if you shuck the chicken, then it's what?
It doesn't make sense.
Put in the word whole. Assume we're talking about the word whole.
Every Rabba.
It didn't come out on Yom Tov.
It's true. I don't think he argued on that point. It's true. It didn't come out on Yom Tov. But still, he's still saying that you prepared from Yom Tov to Yom. I don't think you're arguing at that point. That's also you read Rashi. Didn't come out on Yom Chol. Didn't come out on the weekday. But it came out because you shucked it, you found it inside on Shabbos. I don't think you're arguing
that.
I
thought it came out and then you found it inside.
That's the case.
It was born on Shabbos.
Wasn't born. We're not in the case it was born now. We're not in the case it was born. The case we're trying to bring out is the case that you found it inside on Shabbos.
Yeah, but Rashi's saying like this. Because Rashi's telling us the reason why that it's usher on. If it was found on Chol, he's telling us the reason. If it doesn't come out on Chol and it's born on Kodesh, on the day of Kodesh, then it's going to be also because of Chachana of Rabba.
It's not the case.
We know that from base. It's not true. We know it's permitted.
No, it's not permitted.
Yes, it is.
An egg that's born on Yom Tov is permitted.
No, an egg that's not. You shuck the chicken and you find the egg.
I'm not talking about shucking the chicken. No, that's the egg. It comes out.
That's the Gemara's cash. That's the Gemara's next cash. That's the Gemara's.
So why is Rashi bringing that Rabba here?
Because why should he? What's the problem? What's the problem? What's the problem here?
Seems to be when it's finished. There's three stages of finishing.
Why three stages of finishing?
The first is when it's considered a bria by itself. When it's the yellow things formed to the stage of the next one, when it's finished the day before birth, and then the next one after birth.
Okay, the first stage is really just for Hilchus eating, for the mix of Pasuk Chalav, not for Hilchus Shabbos. Hilchus Shabbos wasn't considered finished yet. Good, we said it's not finished until it's Mamash finished. We said it's still finished until the day before it. The last process is still finished. We don't feel like Hilchus, but our halacha is that it's actually still forming. We didn't say that. That was just like, it's not part of the mother. Stage one is that's not part of the mother anymore. So that's considered it's not part of the mother once really has the yellows fully formed. Now it's its own entity. It's not part. It's still being formed. I mean, it got its own. It's now you call the egg. You're not called meat anymore. You're your own entity. And after we have the next stage of, right? That was for that halacha. Then we have the next two stages. Far, but we'll stop over here. But Hashem, tomorrow is Chazara. From the top of Vav Amud Aleph.